Hi, I'm True Form's Drew Tadia. Coming up on today's edition of Exploring Mind and Body, we're going to respond to questions you've sent in. We're going to talk about healthy snacking and what you should be eating throughout the day. We have 10 quick and easy health tips that'll change your life. And we're going to talk about cauliflower and how it can save your life. All that and so much more coming up on today's show.
This is Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Tadia, fitness expert on 96.5 CKFM.
All right, we're going to talk about healthy snacking because I want to explain that it's not a bad thing to be snacking throughout the day, whether you're at your office or at home. What I want to let you know is what you should be snacking on and how to avoid bad snacking. So I guess first and foremost, don't buy unhealthy snacks. Sounds like common sense, but if you don't have the unhealthy snacks in your house, chances are you're not going to go to the store just because you have a craving. If you have unhealthy snacks at your home or in your office, put them somewhere where you can't see. Put them out of sight so you're not tempted every time you walk by. If you're at home, put the snack somewhere where you need a stool or it's not easily accessible. If you have to pick up a stool or a chair every time you want to reach your snack, you're probably not going to do it as often. Make healthier options easier for you. So instead of putting a bowl of candies on the table, put a bowl of fruit or unsalted nuts. Give yourself healthier options. Why not put some fruit and veggies out instead of salted crackers? At the very least, make better choices. Some of the things we can do is snack on watermelon. It's very few calories. It tastes good. And it's basically eating water. Grab a piece of gum. Pick up a bag of sunflower seeds. A lot of times, these are habits that we have. We're not actually hungry. We just think that we need something to snack on. Something else you can do is prepackaged food. You can put healthy snacks on the shelf. You can put them in bags, put them in jars. So when you are hungry or craving something, you can go to that same spot every time and get yourself something healthy. Find something you like. Find something that's easy to make, something that's always there so you know you can grab that snack when you need it. And finally, find a list of snacks and hang it on the fridge. Lots of people don't know how to snack healthy or what they should be having. So find a list. Talk to someone that knows a little more. Look on the internet. Pick up a book. Send me an email. Give yourself a list, put it up somewhere where you can see it, and follow that list whenever you need a snack. Speaking of healthy snacks, if you're interested in checking out some healthy snacks, come to Health Street this Saturday, September 10th. We're going to have raw granola bar, coconut ice cream, coconut water, natural iced tea. All that stuff's healthy and easily accessible. We're going to have Tracy Silber there. She's going to offer some yoga advice and serve smoothies. Maxine Spence is going to be there. She's an author of children's books. She's a wonderful lady. I just had the opportunity to meet her. And Bean Broker is going to be there also. So come out and support Kids Sport. Proceeds will be going to them. We're trying to make a healthier community for you. So again, that's Saturday, September 10th at Health Street. I'm going to be there offering fitness advice. We're going to try to run some classes. I'm going to do a TRX demonstration. So if you have any questions for me about the show or about our classes, come on out and see us. Last week, we talked about my groundbreaking video newsletter. This is brand new. Not many people are doing it, but once it gets out, people are going to start. I made this newsletter because everything we do at True Form is about efficiency. Our workouts are efficient. We're thinking efficient. So it wouldn't make much sense for me to put out a regular old newsletter like everybody else. At True Form, we're raising the bar. We're changing the way you think. So for those of you that don't have time to read newsletters or may not want to, we've come up with a brand new idea. In this video newsletter, we have a video of me cooking a whole meal within 15 minutes. I'm going to show you a video of the TRX bands, what they are and how they work. There's going to be a slideshow on the video of our classes. There's going to be a video of 80s night. Check out the ladies dancing around in their costumes. And I'm going to be featuring the push-up on this newsletter. It's going to be a video of me showing you the very basics to extreme push-ups. And I'm going to talk about a few muscle groups and how this one exercise can be beneficial for your whole body. Check out our newsletter at trueformlife.com. You can subscribe right on the homepage. The key to healthy living is small changes. I have a list of 10 tips that's going to show you how to make these changes for a healthier lifestyle. We're going to start off with drinking water throughout the day. Drinking water has many benefits. Keeping yourself hydrated is going to make you feel better. It improves the quality of your skin. Men should be having 3 to 4 liters a day, and women should be having 2 liters a day. Next, we're going to talk about steaming your vegetables. Steaming your vegetables is one of the most healthiest ways to cook vegetables. When you boil vegetables, you lose all the nutrients in the water. So you're going to want to steam your vegetables and take them out while they're crisp. Don't skip breakfast. This is the most important meal of the day. Breakfast stands just for that. We're breaking a fast when we have something to eat in the morning. We need to get our metabolism going first thing in the morning. This is going to give you more energy throughout the day and you're going to feel better. Make small adjustments to your diet. Don't make drastic changes at once. We need to make small changes so they're easy to stick with. If you make big changes, it's not going to be a part of your lifestyle and it's going to be hard to stick with. So make small adjustments. Exercise. We need to exercise more often. We should be exercising or being active at least 30 minutes a day. Exercise fights heart disease, it fights osteoporosis, and again, it's going to make you feel better. So be active. Park further away from the grocery store. Take the kids to the playground. Take the dog for a walk. Do something to be more active throughout the day. Prepare. Preparation is everything. We need to prepare our meals. Cook extra so you have food left in the fridge. That way you don't have to cook another meal. Pack your workout gear before the next day so you can grab it and go. Pack your lunch before work, before school. Be prepared. Will Smith said, if you're always prepared, you never have to get ready. Eat small, balanced meals throughout the day. These small meals are going to help you increase your metabolism and burning fat throughout the day. Small meals are going to give you energy. They're going to make you feel better, not only for your body, but for your mind. Along with small meals, we're going to try to make them as balanced as we can. We're going to try to add a protein, a healthy fat, fiber, and complex carbs. We need these nutrients in our bodies to perform at our best. Quick fixes. The next tip is quick fixes. Quick fixes don't work. Don't spend a bunch of money on the latest diet fad. These don't work. They're not a lifestyle. Sooner or later, we're going to fall off. We're going to gain that weight back and wonder why. We need to make lifestyle changes. So stay away from quick fixes. And finally, we have set goals. Set yourself a large goal and then break them down into smaller goals. Sometimes we need help with motivation. Sometimes we need a reason to get up in the morning. Set yourself goals in different areas in your life and work towards something. In the introduction, I briefly mentioned that cauliflower can save your life. 1 in 7 men will develop prostate cancer. So the number one reason to add cauliflower to your diet is because it will reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Cauliflower is high in the antioxidant sulforaphane, which is a detoxifier that actually cleans our bodies and removes harmful substances. I really think that cauliflower is one of the most passed up vegetables in the grocery store. There's so many things you can do with it, so many ways you can eat it, and it can complement any meal. Cauliflower can be steamed, it can be baked or grilled, and you can even eat it raw. If you're going to cook this in any way, make sure you take it out while it's still crunchy. What's great about cauliflower is that you can substitute it for mashed potatoes. Overcook it and then mash it up the same way. It has the same consistency as mashed potatoes and your kids won't even know the difference. 1 cup of cauliflower is only 25 calories, which is what they recommend daily. This can be burned off in less than 5 minutes by running, riding a bike, dancing, swimming. So it's not heavy, it's not hard on your body, it's easy to burn off. Coming up in the recipe of the week, we're going to put cauliflower to the test.
Recipe of the week.
This week's recipe of the week, I'm going to show you a quick and easy way to cook cauliflower. So we're going to start with 1 head of cauliflower. We're going to chop that up into flourets, and we're going to steam it. While that's happening, we're going to have 1 cup of good quality olive oil. We're going to throw that in a pan and add 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of minced garlic, and 2 teaspoons of chopped parsley. We're going to saute that for 3 to 5 minutes, and then we're going to pour that over the cauliflower. Try this recipe out. Anyone can do it. It's pretty easy to put together.
It doesn't take long. Website of the week.
This week's website of the week is foodasfood.com. This is a great website. I found the cauliflower recipe on this website. What I first noticed about this website was their quote. It says, food as a source of energy and life. But check out this website. They have healthy recipes. They have benefits of certain food. They talk about free radicals. There's herb benefits, and also tells you how to cook herbs or add foods to your meals. It has a whole bunch of information on these foods individually and other things like heart diseases and foods, and also talks about history and gives you food explanations. There's a search box. You can enter food and see if they have some information on it. And again, that's foodasfood.com.
Book of the week.
All right, this week's book of the week is called Eat This, Not That. And it really has a lot to do with what I believe in. Like, we don't have to eat perfectly, but we can make better choices. So what I want to do right now is read some facts from this book. This is what the FDA allows in your food. Canned pineapple can contain up to 20% of moldy fruit. Canned tomatoes can contain up to 5 fly eggs or 2 maggots per 500 grams. Frozen broccoli can contain up to 60 mites per 100 grams. Ground cinnamon can contain up to 400 insect fragments and 11 rodent hairs. Peanut butter can contain up to 30 insect fragments or 1 rodent hair per 100 grams. Popcorn can contain up to 1 rodent pellet in 1 sample or 2 rodent hairs per pound. And potato chips can contain up to 6% rotten potatoes. So, I mean, those statistics are pretty frightening. And, I mean, this is all documented research. So, as far as I'm concerned, this book is a must-have. I have tabs in it I put in myself. Something I used to carry around every time I went to the grocery store. I wanted to know what was in my food, and I wanted to know what the healthier choices are. I eat a lot of tuna, so I have a tuna tab. I want to know what the best tuna is. Same thing with grains, healthy fats, even desserts. So on one page, they'll have the worst things you can buy. The other page is going to have the best things you can buy. So, and in the back of the book, they give you actual healthy recipes. You know, it's a tiny book. You can carry it around. Again, that's Eat This, Not That. And that's by David Zasenko with Matt Golding. So check that book out. You're going to want to read it.
Time now for Real People, Real Results.
In this segment of Real People, Real Results, instead of having someone come in, I'm going to answer questions coming from you. These were sent in from real people. And with my answers, you're going to get real results. The first question we have is, are your workouts for all different abilities? And I would say absolutely they are. What I do is modify our workouts. So we can do something as simple as a squat. We can change that into a half squat. We can change that into a jump squat. And then we run everything on 30-second intervals, 30 to 40 seconds, depending on how the group is doing that day. So you can take a break if you like, or I'll give you one of the easier exercises to do. Next is, how come I weigh the same, but my clothes fit differently, and people say I look like I've lost weight? I really dislike the scale. We weigh. There's times when we weigh and people request to weigh. There's times when we should be weighing and shouldn't. I really don't like the scale because there's so many benefits you get from exercise, and most people focus on the scale. They focus on those numbers, and they really mean very little. We can lose inches. A lot of times inches will come before weight loss on the scale. What we're doing is we're getting stronger and we're building muscle. That muscle isn't going to show up as a negative on the scale. A lot of times it's going to show up on a positive, which is why we're losing inches, but the scale's not changing. And don't forget about what we're accomplishing out there. We're living a healthier lifestyle. You're being more active. You're feeling better about yourself. You know, don't be a slave to the scale. Take it out of your bathroom and don't even use it at home. Our next question is, do you have to do strength training and cardio to lose weight, or is cardio alone enough? This is a great question that I wanted to address because cardio alone is certainly not enough. In fact, it won't do as much as strength training. What we do with True Form workouts, I have our members increase the intensity with the exercises. So sometimes there's less time in between sets. Sometimes we do them for longer amount of time, but what we're doing is getting our heart rate up, which is also making us breathe harder, which is the same thing as doing cardio. So cardio isn't running. Cardio isn't the elliptical. It's not a treadmill. When you're working harder, when you're breathing heavy, when you're doing jump squats or lunges with little breaks in between, you're working cardio. Now, cardio alone won't give you the benefits as doing both or resistance training at a higher intensity. So you see a lot of people just doing cardio for an hour at a time, and they're not getting the results they want. This is because after cardio, your metabolism isn't burning. It only burns for a short time after. Research shows that your metabolism burns up to 48 hours after your last resistance training workout. So you need to add resistance training to your workouts, not more cardio, which is one of the reasons why we do more efficient workouts. Instead of doing long duration, like hours of workouts, we do them quick, efficient, with high intensity for all ages, for all fitness levels. And our last question is another good question. It's, how do you avoid plateaus and how do you keep seeing results? Plateaus is something that everybody hits sooner or later. I want to tell you how to avoid that. You can change your food. You don't want to eat the same thing all the time. You don't want to eat the same things at the same time of day. We always want to change. We always want to shock. We always want to keep our body guessing. This is going to keep results. We don't want to go to the weight room and do the same routine day after day. First of all, it gets boring and our motivation gets low, but our bodies get used to it. Humans are great at adapting. And that's why we're here. We need to change our nutrition. We need to change our exercise. We need to change our activities. And that's going to avoid those plateaus and keep seeing those results. Thanks, everyone, for sending in those questions. Those questions are coming from you. Real people, real results. If you have any question you'd like answered or you'd like put on the air, feel free to send me an email at drewtadia@gmail.com.
That was real people, real results. Now, back to the show.
All right, so check out my classes at the CLC. I'm running two classes at the end of September. One's going to be in the afternoon. It's going to be a quick half-hour class. The other one's going to be my TRX course in the evening. Those are going to start on September 19th. In 2 weeks, on September 12th, there's going to be a demo week. So you can drop in and try all the classes and see what you like. Check out Riviera Massage and Day Spa. We bought some family members some gift cards there. So they had a great time. They're really happy with the services. So be sure to check out Riviera Massage and Day Spa. What's coming up this week at our evening classes? Rick Kohut from Health Street's coming out on Wednesday, September 7th. He's going to do a short presentation on coconut water and energy drinks. So come out for a great workout and enjoy some healthy beverages afterwards. Those classes are still going on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at Deer Meadows, 7 p.m. And in Didsbury on Tuesday, Thursdays at Ross Ford Elementary School at 7 p.m. For more information, be sure to check out my website, trueformlife.com. Send me an email at drewtadia@gmail.com or give me a call, 510-4915. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. For more on True Form's Drew Tadia, visit trueformlife.com or call 403-510-4915. True Form's programming would not be possible without the support of GDK Gravel, serving Mountain View County. Call them today at 1-877-335-2091.